We finally heard the Democrats have the running mate with Kamala Harris, and that is Tim Walz. We heard so many other names, and then this name Tim Walz started to surface and be talked about more and more as a running mate. What about him, and what about this selection going forward? Kind enough to join me live this morning, one of our political analysts here on the show, and that's Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. And John, I guess on the surface, Tim Walz is a guy who was a teacher, he was a football coach, National Guard, and now the governor of Minnesota. Talk about this selection.
Well, you know, I thought it was a really interesting selection, and I think in many ways it helps the Democratic ticket. You know, in this moment of transition from the Biden candidacy to the Harris candidacy, you know, interestingly enough, when I saw the short list of the names, some of which much better known than nationally than Governor Walz, I thought to myself, you know, Walz may be the guy. Now, that's not because I had any, you know, particular insight, except that he seemed to fit with the things that Vice President Harris needed for her campaign. You know, he helped solidify the Democratic coalition, bringing the progressives on board, but also he has a capacity to reach out to swing voters, particularly in the crucial states of the Midwest. I think he brings a lot of experience to the ticket that complements Vice President Harris, you know, much like Mike Pence complimented Donald Trump or Joe Biden complimented Barack Obama. And then, you know, he has a reputation as a very good campaigner. And this is, everybody thinks, and I think they're right, is going to be a very tough, hard-fought campaign. In that sense, Governor Walz is a good counterpart to J.D. Vance on the Republican side.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, John. Not only is the resume kind of impressive, but his presentation, and I thought you would elaborate that on that a little bit, his presentation of himself, politics, and Washington, D.C., is really kind of simple, but I think a lot of people welcome that.
I think so. I mean, I think he's really, you know, a very down-to-earth politician. He was when he was in the state legislature in Minnesota, when he served in Congress, and then, of course, now as a governor of Minnesota. And he's, you know, been elected twice there. He's a fairly popular governor. But I think it's really his plain-spoken Midwestern style that's attracted a lot of people. And I think this could really contribute to the Democratic campaign in the fall.
Yeah, when you go out to the Midwest, right, John, this is a big one to get him involved. Many people, including me, I thought it would be Shapiro in Pennsylvania with those delegates hanging up there on the limb. But the Midwest also with Walz out there, that's just as important.
You know, I think so. And, you know, Pennsylvania is probably the battleground state. But remember, the western part of Pennsylvania, around Pittsburgh and Erie, is really much more Midwestern than East Coast-oriented. And so I think Governor Walz may be able to help even in Pennsylvania. See, these days, politicians, when you put them on a ticket, don't necessarily bring a whole state. What they bring is different demographic groups, different sets of voters. And he can appeal to a lot of people in Pennsylvania as well as Michigan and Wisconsin and other states across the Midwest.
With us is Dr. John Green, professor of political science from the University of Akron. So both tickets are now set, John, and we've heard a lot about the dollars raised by the Kamala Harris campaign and how it's flowing in compared to when President Biden was on the ticket. But does that translate into the polls and voters? And I know you're very much tied in to keeping an eye on polls and their reaction across the country. What has been the reaction now a couple of weeks in to Kamala Harris's name at the top of the ticket?
Well, I think it's been generally positive. And what Kamala Harris has been able to do up to this point is basically make up a lot of ground that, frankly, Joe Biden had lost. He was beginning to lose some of it before that debate back in June, but then, it continued to erode. Excuse me. And part of the success of Donald Trump in July with the Republican convention was because he was facing what was perceived as a weak candidate. Well, that weak candidate, you know, rightly or wrongly, is gone now, and there's another candidate that is in many ways stronger. For one thing, she's younger. Many of the things that people know about her, they like, you know, the idea of having perhaps a woman president, someone with her background in law enforcement, for example. But also, of course, she's a new face, and there's a lot of interest. And frankly, the Democrats have managed this transition from Biden to Harris really pretty effectively. The next step, of course, is the Democratic National Convention, which will occur, you know, a little more than a week from now, which gives them an opportunity to present their ticket to the country in prime time. Now, there's a little bit of a downside. You know, there may be protests. There's not going to be a lot of mystery about the convention because the big decisions have been made. But so far, so good. And it may very well be that by Labor Day, this race all across the country, but particularly in the swing states, will be a genuine toss-up.
John, let me ask you this. If you were heading up the Donald Trump campaign, because we've heard yay and nay, if you were heading up the campaign for Donald Trump, would you debate Kamala Harris?
Oh, I think I would. I certainly would. You know, particularly if the race is, as I suspect it will be, a toss-up. You know, that doesn't mean that it's, you know, going to go down to the last handful of votes, but it means it really could. Both candidates have strong incentives to debate. And, you know, Donald Trump has debated a lot of people. And so if I were advising his campaign, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say, you know, certainly get as congenial a format as possible for your side, but definitely debate her. And I think the Harris campaign wants to debate, too. And so what we'll have for the next few weeks is the debate about debates, right, as the details of debates. Oh. I suspect it'll probably be towards the end of September.
John, I also was wondering, traditionally, I think we have also seen VP debates as well, and that would be J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, and that could be set up as a very interesting debate with two guys who are very outspoken.
You know, I think it would be a really interesting debate. I mean, they're both smart guys. They both are very outspoken. And, of course, the traditional job of the vice presidential running mate is to be the attack doc for the ticket, right? And I think both of those men would be able to handle that quite effectively. In some ways, they're very similar, both Midwesterner, both from, you know, lower-class backgrounds originally. But, of course, they're on opposite sides of many, many different issues. So I think it could be a really interesting debate. And one of the debates that could reflect either positively or negatively on the top of their respective tickets.
No doubt about it. John, thank you for the time, my friend. Your mornings are booked, but you always make time for us, my friend. Appreciate it here in WAKR. I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Have a good day.